Well, Joe, congratulations on entering the Hall of Fame.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
What stands out besides your state championship in 98? What stands out in your career with the Knoxville Wrestling Squad?
I would say just the sport as a whole. It's unlike any other sport. You come together closer with your teammates, your coaches, and it's an individual sport, but you depend on each other to help yourselves get better. And a big thing I learned about it that I took away from it was just the structure and the discipline it takes to excel at that sport. And that was, I guess that was one of my favorite things.
If you could take us back to that moment when you won the state championship, when you realized what you had just accomplished, what were you thinking?
You know, you always hear the athletes or professionals, college, whatever, say, you know, it hadn't quite hit them yet. When I went out there, I felt all the pressure of the state match. I'm clear up until the whistle blew. During the match, you shut everything out. It's just like any other match. And the moment the whistle blew and I stood up and realized it was over, I didn't know what to do with my arms. I didn't know what I was supposed to do. And I think I even actually have been given a hard time because I think I put up a peace sign instead of a number one or so. But it was just kind of all hit me at once, you know, the family coming around, the coaches, the well-wishers, and getting up on the podium, I think, was when it really kind of set in.
You mentioned that you've been following the current wrestling team now, and, as you watch them, you can see a little bit of greatness in that team, too, emerging.
I do. What I see from them is they have their individuals, but what I really like about it is that their competitiveness from top to bottom. They seem to be really well disciplined. I absolutely love the hiring of Coach Ron Peterson. He actually recruited me to Simpson for a while, so I know what kind of man he is. I hope he sticks around long enough because, like I said earlier, it's just a matter of time before he takes them to heights that I believe that we'll never see as a Knoxville wrestling program.
Joe, congratulations again.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.